Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming and being with us and hearing us. And thank you for being part of this revolution. It's not just homeschool. It's just wanting good education for our children, whether they go to public school or whether they go to a private Christian school or whether they're at home with us. We want the very best for our kids. We're going to begin today's show with this devotion from Windows on God's World, and it's called Water Beetle Strength. Our verse is Deuteronomy 33:25. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. The apparently great strength of some water beetles has been a puzzle to scientists for some time. Only recently has the insect's secrets been learned. The diving beetle is a good example. It is 1.5 inches long and is streamlined in a near-perfect teardrop shape. The body is flat on the bottom, and the insect swims with its head held slightly raised. As it swims forward, the water separates around the beetle's body, flows over it, and comes together in the rear with very little turbulence. The diving beetle moves itself forward with its strong hind legs, using them like oars. Each leg is fringed with bristles that form a paddle blade when the leg is thrust backward and lie flat when the leg is brought forward. It is the bristles that account for 68% of the leg thrust. Now, something that's related to it is the half-inch-long whirligig beetle. It is designed for surface swimming. Rather than bristles, this beetle has small flat blades on its hind legs. These paddles overlap when the legs are thrust backwards, but separate when they're brought forward. Although the whirligig beetle is not a powerful diver, it is able to move in swift curves on the surface with approximately 60 leg beats per second. This beetle is further adapted to its surface life. Only the upper half of the insect is water repellent, so it can swim half above and half below the surface. In addition, it has 2 pairs of eyes so that it can watch for predators above the water and search for prey below. Whatever the kind of creature, God has given each animal the very equipment it needs to live its life to the fullest. And it is safe to conclude that the Creator will also give us the strength we need to meet the various situations in life. Praise God for that, because I don't know about you, but I know that I just think I've figured it out and something else comes along. And I can only trust in God. I can only have peace that passes understanding when I'm looking up at Him. So with that in mind, let's have prayer and then let's talk some more about beetles. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so in awe when we think of how you designed even little tiny water beetles. Whirligigs, what a cool name. And how you look after them, how they're part of our ecosystem. We thank you for that, Lord. And as we focus on you and focus on others, we get this sense that you are watching over us all. And we thank you for that. We pray for a family that is just overwhelmed. The dad's lost his job and they're looking for another job. They need your provisions, Lord. And we pray for us older generation. It's not easy to grow old. We pray for you, for us. And we pray that the things that we have to share and do for others will be a blessing. Thank you for this day. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. So, of course, I just loved learning about diving beetles and whirligigs, and I even found a picture with one of them with little babies on its back. That was really clever. And so I have those things there. And then I just put insect bug crafts for kids. There's ladybugs, grasshoppers, but there is one in there that kind of looks like a diving beetle. So I put it there. I don't know about you, but the funnest thing is to go out. And of course, we always look for crawdads in the little small creeks. And we'd, you know, scoop up a crawdad and get him in the habitat, as we called our buckets that we had prepared ahead of time with rocks and maybe a few pieces of grass and stuff. And we'd always get all of these little diving beetles and water skippers and whirligigs too. But I didn't know as much as I know now from having done this research. So maybe make part of your forest classroom just seeing these little beetles and bugs in the water. They're so interesting. And God has made them for our enjoyment, really. He wants us to enjoy that. So as spring's coming now, please go out and find a little stream or creek and see if you can find a water beetle or a diving beetle or a whirligig. Have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. All week long, we've been talking about developing your own teaching and learning philosophy. We've talked about some truisms that I like to include, and that is children learn best when at play, or how would Jesus teach this concept? Those are really two things that kind of guide me. And today I want to talk about having something to do about grading or non-grading in your teaching philosophy. I personally don't think that Jesus would give grades. I think that grades is a man-made contraption, contrived for control and compliance. It's actually originated from Germany. And if you're teaching, if you want your child to learn, if it's really about learning, which it should be about learning, and not about grading, you can just take that burden of grading off from you. You can have the answer keys there for your kids to self-check and then tell them if they got it wrong, go back and fix it and help them fix it. Because grading never helps a child feel better about themselves. But the feedback of checking on your answers helps them learn. So think about how you are grading. Are you stuck in that days gone by of where control and compliance and grading was, you know, gotcha kind of thing? Well, reflect on it and think about it. Questions parents ask. Oh, this is from Rebecca, and she says, what do you think about Christians drinking alcohol? Well, I come from a conservative background where nary an alcoholic beverage would touch our lips intentionally, though I think I have maybe drank some spiked punch. I don't really think it's a sin, but I do think that in this day and age, it's a huge temptation to actually go overboard with it. So I have to say, in that respect, the Bible does say that a little wine is good for the stomach. So for medicinal purposes, I think it also has a place. But I use non-alcoholic 100% grape juice. If the stomach flu's going around, start drinking 100% grape juice and you will avoid the stomach flu. Ever since I started doing that, I have not had one single bout of the stomach flu. Even when I had COVID and I felt so nauseous, I sipped on grape juice and I didn't throw up one single time. Grape juice and saltine crackers were my friends during that 2 weeks. I lived on that. And so there's something in the grape juice, and it would be also in the wine if you drank wine. There's something in the grape juice that prevents those bacteria from, or viruses, I don't know what it is. I'm not a medical doctor. So I hate to sound dogmatic and say, no, don't ever drink wine, but I have chosen for myself not to. And, you know, and it's good for me, but I do love my grape juice. Quick little question here. What do you use to hang kids' art up? And it's so important to display your children's work. I take packing tape and roll it into a ball. Somehow when you roll it, you know, back onto itself, it makes it sticky enough to stay on the wall, but it doesn't, you can get it off again. Whereas if you just take that and tape it with, you know, flat on with with packing tape, then you can easily pull paint off. Another thing, it's good to have some strings hanging from your ceiling. If you have depending on what kind of ceiling you have, you might have to use push pins or whatever. But you put on the ends of those ribbon or string or whatever you have hanging from your ceiling, you put on the ends of those paper clips, and then your papers can be displayed there for a little bit, or your works of art. Don't just display works of art. Display good work. Catch your kids doing good work, trying their best at handwriting and doing their best at coloring, and then display that work, getting that good grade. Of course, they self-graded it and they did it until they got it perfect. But maybe if they got it perfect the first time, that's worthy of being displayed. If you do border sheets with memory verses, those are wonderful to give away. There's other art projects that you could give away. Go to the retirement home and give them away, or give them away at church during children's stories. So there's a lot of ways your children can share. Well, we have to go on to this last half of the show. We're finishing up that interview with Larry Carpenter, Creation by Design. Praise the Lord, He created me and I didn't come from a piece of slime. Well, we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're talking with Larry Carpenter. In fact, I'm going to read a little bit of this to our listeners. I love how they've taken and said, you know what, instead of Indiana Jones, it was, you just mentioned how it's Michigan Jones, a different state.
In other words, really?
They didn't call him.
Uh-huh.
Let's see where. Oh, yeah, they had it Michigan Jones instead of Indiana Jones. And then ever since seeing Riders of the Lost Arch for the first time.
It's a little
really,
satire.
Yeah, it's yeah. really fun. And so you're saying that.
Well, you mentioned humor. That's yeah, what gets through.
Yeah, and, you're just saying, yeah. We want a kid when they lay it down. Well, guess what? This adult, you know, as soon as we get done with this show, is going to finish reading this.
I've obviously read all six of them, and it's very enjoyable. And, you know, here's the thing. If you'd come to me and said, okay, Larry, can you tell us what happened on the 7 days of creation? I'd go, well, sure. And then I'd pause and I'd go, okay, now wait a minute. Did that happen on day three or
light,
day four?
Or was it
exactly
air, or was it?
But after I finished this book, I could tell you what happened on the 7 days of creation. So now I felt more confident about it, and so that's again what we want to have for the young kids is to be able to enjoy reading about God, to enjoy reading about Christ. And in fact, our next two books are now going to move into the New Testament. Sandra will go back in time and meet a young Jesus at the age of 12 when he's traveling with his family and staying behind at the tabernacle and that sort of thing. So basically, he'll just keep having biblical adventures for as long as people keep reading. But we've had very good success. It's been very successful. The stores are telling us that they're doing quite well with the book. And so basically we just want to get the word out to the parents and they can get the Xanadash. But here's one other benefit of it. There are a few books in this age range for young girls, but virtually nothing for young boys.
Yes.
And again, there's this perception that young boys won't read. And so Xander, being a boy, can be read by a young girl, but the boys especially can read and now have a hero.
Yes. And Creation by Design is one of the emphasis of your company, edutainment, where you're taking an entertaining way and providing a great foundation for the Bible. And we've gone through some of the neat characteristics of your Bible trading cards. I had only opened up one of the packages of Creation by Design, but does it go through the whole Old Testament, and then do you have a New Testament series as well?
We've got New Testament coming out. Right now, we've got Old Testament Series A and Old Testament Series B. We started with the Old Testament for no particular reason other than the stories seem
chronological.
To be pretty exciting, a little bit more exciting than the stories of the New Testament, so the characters tend to have a little more personality and that sort of thing. So they adapted themselves better to the imagery that we were trying to create. But our next series will be New Testament Series A. And ultimately, we've got now over 1,600 cards that are planned, images that we have already developed and done the background research on. And all of our cards are vetted by a group of experts. We've got various different experts, but in all different denominations. We even have Jewish rabbis that are reviewing the cards from an Old Testament perspective, but all denominations. We're not a denominationally linked product, so we want a product that's safe for all Judeo-Christian households, and so they're carefully vetted. So it takes a long time to develop the cards, but as I said, we've already got the New Testament cards in development, and as I said, we're rolling into New Testament stories with Xander.
Okay, what else do you have
well,
here?
Well, we also wanted a product for some of the younger kids, and so we created an activity book. It's called the Creation by Design Activity Book. We now have 7 of these, and what we do there is we take the same computer-generated imagery, but we add in crossword puzzles and word searches and Sudokus and other different things, just coloring pages. Mm-hmm. And so this is a product that could be used in a classroom, or mom
yes,
could just...
Yes, it's fantastic. I can mm-hmm. see if I'm building my thematic unit on a Bible story, that then I'd have all this material
right.
to supplement it with.
And it's not just an activity book or even a Bible activity book, but we have Joseph and his brothers, we have the Ten Commandments, we have Artifacts of the Tabernacle. So, you know, where else can you find an activity book for
yes.
children that explains the Artifacts of the Tabernacle? And so each page, that imagery is connected only mm-hmm. with that subject. So if a teacher is trying to teach about the Tabernacle or teach the Ten Commandments, they can get the activity book just for that subject mm-hmm. And hone in and
now,
work
how
on
many
that.
Of those have you? You,
we have seven that are
developed.
Already out, and 3 okay. more that will be rolling out before the end of the year.
And I don't want to go too far into the program without saying your website and how they
right.
can look at this.
www.creationbydesign.com. And people can go on to our website. They can order product there off the website, or the products are available in Christian bookstores as well as secular bookstores. We just got into Barnes & Noble, for example. So they can go get it at their local bookstore. We're still working on the Walmarts of the world, but right now they can go get them in the bookstore.
It's part of this movement I see where we are actually using the culture to the mm-hmm. advantage of the spread of the gospel.
Exactly. And that's what you've got to do. You know, and some people, have we gotten resistance? Sure. I mean, a lot of the traditionalists have said you can't take and put the Bible into a comic book are saying, well, you know, you can't use a computer. You can't put the Bible
yeah.
on a computer. But, you know, all throughout history, famous theological leaders and evangelists have used the media of the time. You know, that's like telling
that's
Billy
right.
Graham he couldn't use a microphone to do his revivals. You know, you use the media that's available. God created computers mm-hmm. For a reason, and so computers can be used for a lot of really bad things, as we all know. So why shouldn't we use computers to get the word out, to spread the gospel? And so that's what we're trying to do. We have another product here I want to make sure to mention, and that is it's a card product. But one of the things that we learned when we did the cards was the teachers wanted to use them similar to the activity books. They wanted it to be thematically oriented. But when you get the cards at the store, it's random. You buy the packet, and there are 5 random cards. And that's part
yeah.
of the magic for the kids
yeah.
is they never know which cards they're going to get. But a teacher that wants to use the cards to help teach a lesson, she needs to know that she's getting the 10 cards on Noah if she's going to be teaching Noah and wants to use that as a teaching aid. So in response to input from consumers, we've got a new product that's rolling out where we've taken the Bible cards and arranged them by topic. And so, for example, a teacher, a Sunday school teacher or homeschool teacher can now go, or even a parent that just wants to use them for devotional, can go through and, for example, buy just the 10 cards that deal with Adam and Eve, or that deal with the creation of the earth, or that deal with Moses, for example. And so they can buy those cards, and so they're open, they're in a clear cellophane wrapper so that the teacher can see what mm-hmm. she's getting, but they're labeled on the back. Each of the decks, this is sort of a funny story, each of the decks contains 10 cards. When we got to the 12 tribes of Israel, we tried to get rid of two of the tribes so we could get it conveniently into a pack of 10, but we couldn't. So that's the one deck where you do get 12 cards.
Two for the price of 10.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking on a teacher line too, it would be wonderful to have those same cards in a PowerPoint type of product where you could show them on the. So since you're a man of influence, you can go back
there we
and
go.
Say, look,
that'll be our next product.
Yeah, this wouldn't be too hard to do. And it
no,
would be.
We could do that. We're looking at some other areas, again, trying to be as multimedia as possible. So other products that we've got, we've just come out with a line of T-shirts. Your listeners
okay.
can't see, but I'm wearing one
yes.
of our T-shirts. We went into a strategic alliance with a Los Angeles-based company called KO T-Shirts. And so they're using our images on their T-shirts, so those would be available in Christian bookstores. So that enables folks, and that really is more oriented towards teens. Teens love mm-hmm. to wear the T-shirts where they can profess their faith. So we've got a line, I think, 12 different
well,
T-shirts.
Well, it is one of the main ways in public schools that I know of where kids profess their faith
mm-hmm.
because they are allowed to wear the T-shirts with Christian images mm-hmm. and symbols.
We've also got a line of posters. We've taken the images and put them into posters. And there, we were quite surprised when we looked at the numbers. Some of our largest sales were to Bible colleges. And we thought, well, wait a minute, this is a kids' product. And, of course, what's happening is they're buying them for the students' union, the store, mm-hmm. and the college kids are buying these beautiful posters with these beautiful
yes.
computer images and putting them on the walls of
yes.
their dorm rooms. So we didn't intend to have a teen product, but that's happened there. So we've got the posters, we've got postcards, we've got unframed artwork. And so we've got the products in a lot of different areas. And what we've got in development now is a game product. The cards are simply trading cards, but one of the most popular thing with the kids are the actual playing card games. Now, not Crazy Eights and, you know, Old Maid like we played as kids, but the games where they use the cards, and I think Magic the Gathering is probably mm-hmm. the number one there, where each card has different the characters have different powers and this mm-hmm. and that. And so that translates well over to the Bible because, you know, let's say, for example, Moses goes to battle against the Zebulun. Well, mm-hmm. Moses is a more powerful character in the Bible,
yeah.
so he would have more power.
Yeah.
Whatever. But they actually play a card game there on the table. And so we're working with another company to roll out a Bible-based card game.
Well, this is fantastic. We're coming to the end of our show, but thank you so much for sharing with us. I'd like to remind our listeners, go to creationbydesign.com.
Correct.
Thanks again for being with us. I hope you've enjoyed that interview as much as I did. And I also hope that you'll contact me, myhomeschoolcompanion@gmail.com. myhomeschoolcompanion@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you, and I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to MRGMediaMinistries.com. That's all one word, MRGMediaMinistries.com.